This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, this is all, of course, this is the backdrop of 3 days away from the first general election debate of the 2016 race, moderated by our own Lester Holt. It's going to take place about 30 miles from our studios at Long Island's Hofstra University. And though both candidates claim New York is their home turf, their debate preps could not be more different. Oh, yeah. Aides to Hillary Clinton tell NBC News that they are ready for the, quote, different Trumps that might show up, including the one that could hurl very personal insults. They're also playing some mind games with the audience, sharing that billionaire businessman and antagonist of Donald Trump, Mark Cuban. Cuban tweeted last night, just got a front row seat to watch Hillary Clinton overwhelm Donald Trump at the humbling at Hofstra on Monday. It is on. See, I just wouldn't do that.
That's very Cuban, though.
I just wouldn't
do
that. Yeah, Mark Cuban.
He's
okay.
A piece of work, isn't he?
You know what? Run for president. See how much fun you have.
Oh my God, you're going to be here in 3 years talking about Mark Cuban's primary campaign.
Fantastic. Well, I can tell you, he thinks it's going to be fun. It's not. Here's some of what Cuban told us about how Clinton should take on Trump.
He goes nuts when somebody thinks he isn't smart. There's a reason why he always mentions where he went to school. There's a reason why he needs to have his ego stroked. He doesn't have confidence in his own intellectual ability, apparently. What I would tell her to do is smirk a lot at his answers. You know, I know they tell them not to react at all, but in Donald's case, he's going to notice if she's shaking her head. You know, he's like a schoolboy, right? And if she's smiling at his answers, rolling her eyes every now and not a lot, because you can't be over the top. But that will get to him, because again, if you question his intellectual ability, that drives him nuts.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure why we did that.
I'm sorry
to our viewers. I'll take the credit. A Clinton spokes what?
One of the things Trump is doing, and Nicole and others know this, he is consolidating Republican support. Mm-hmm. This was inevitable, and I think what Governor Dean is getting at, and even Donnie, this was going to happen. It makes it even more critical and imperative that the coalition that was achieved by Obama in vote 12 and 8, mm-hmm. that has to be a central focus. I appreciate Mark Cuban's recommendations, but I hope the campaign is focused very squarely and clearly on what needs to be done to remind Democrats what the Supreme Court will look like over the next 4 years if there's not an exciting what civil rights legislation and laws will look like over the next 4 to 8 years, what environmental regulations and laws will look like over the next 4 to 8 years, and what kind of commitment will the country make to public education over the next 4 to 8 years. That's what's at stake for Democrats who think about Gary Johnson or even a Jill Stein. There are huge stakes at place here. That's what the focus has to be on as we head into these final 50 or so days.
And Alex brings up a good point, because Trump is so reactive, you know, with tweets and, I mean, just anything that bugs him, he blurts. And they have this Mark Cuban guy sitting in the front row.
A billionaire that bugs him. That's the Clinton strategy.
By the way, if Mark has an episode
like
next to him, I'm very happy to be right there. The only thing would piss Trump off more than seeing Cuban in the front row would be seeing me in the front row.
Okay, well, maybe they ought to call you, Donnie. But anybody would get pissed off seeing you in the front row. All right, a Clinton.
Thank you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We've got a real treat for you this hour, and we want to get into this right away with Jonathan Cahn, his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Yes, Rabbi Cahn was the one who caused a national and international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that hope of America's future. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation, has addressed members of Congress and the United Nations. He leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey, and is president of Hope of the World and Outreach to Peoples throughout the world. As I mentioned, his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. But before we open the pages to the mysteries of this new book, Jonathan, first, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It's always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Great. Oh, and always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, very quickly, Jonathan, I want to give you a chance just to kind of remind people of the Harbinger, warnings that you brought to note and where we are in those warnings. Because I know some people have been a little critical, saying, well, it hasn't all exactly happened. So what do you say? What do you say to them?
Yeah, a few things. Well, the Harbingers have not stopped. For those who don't know, in a nutshell, the Harbinger is an ancient mystery with the template of judgment that happened in the last days of ancient Israel when it was falling from God. And there were nine specific harbingers that appeared in the land. Well, those same nine harbingers have appeared in America. It has not stopped since the book came out. The warning of the harbinger is that, you know, the nation of Israel, they rejected the signs that happened and they headed to judgment. Well, that's exactly what has been happening to America. Since 9/11, America has not turned back to God. It has accelerated away from God. It is accelerating almost daily, the apostasy of America, in almost every way. And so the harbinger has not stopped. The warning is that the nation, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I wish I could say that America woke up. It is not yet. I mean, we pray for revival, but we've been racing away from that. The signs have not stopped. Since we last spoke, America has struck down the order of marriage in the Supreme Court. And, I mean, major things. We have continued to kill unborn children continuously. People don't realize in the Harbinger, you actually, I will not go into the detail, but you actually have Donald Trump in there. This is years ago. I included that. I won't go into detail. We have an election right now where, in the Democratic side, the leader has said that we must change deep-seated religious beliefs. You know, must be changed so that abortion can increase. We are racing away from God. That's the exact template of the Harbinger. And as far as, no, just a note on the Shemitah, actually 2015 was the worst year for the stock market. This is the general pattern of the Shemitah, for those who know what that is. Since the last Shemitah, 2008, it actually produced 20% of the worst crashes in world history, in the entire history of the stock market. Was the worst year for making money since the Great Depression. So that pattern also held. You know, the basic warning is that we are a nation right now racing away from God, and it has not stopped. It accelerated. Unfortunately, that is the pattern of ancient Israel. I wish I could say it was not the case, but it is.
Well, we continue to ignore the warnings, and as you know, as demonstrated time and again, when you fall away from God, you're a little bit more willing to exchange the truth for a lie, and more America has been doing that, Jonathan.
Yeah, the pattern is that they, you know, it says in the Bible that woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And we're watching a double phenomenon. As we are calling what is evil or sinful good, and we're celebrating it, at the same moment we're calling what is good or of God evil. You know, it's no accident that there's more and more talk of persecuting Christians, that to silence them, to throw them in jail, to boycott them. That's it. But that's also what happened in the last days of Israel. And the other thing is that, you know, I'll just give you a quick thing right now. You know, the in ancient Israel, in the temple of the Harbinger, they were falling away from God. They were, as they threw out God, they were following Baal. Well, an interesting thing is that this month, in New York City, there will be an arch that will be erected now. It was canceled, and now it's been revived. The arch from Syria that led to the temple of Baal is being erected in New York City. That's never happened in our history. Even that is a sign. I mean, a false god, Baal of all gods.
Well, there are so many signs around. If we have eyes to see, Jonathan, and this is why we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, for those that have eyes that are willing to be open, the truth is before us. It is not happening behind closed doors anymore. It's wide open here. Let's talk about your new book, The Book of Mysteries. Why now with The Book of Mysteries?
Well, I feel that, I believe that we are, believers are going to be going through a lot, and, you know, this is very challenging times, and I'd like to do something to strengthen believers, to give them, to strengthen the church, to strengthen individuals, to be strong in the Lord, and by that is, you know, the harbinger is the revealing of a mystery, you know, and so is the Shemitah. The Book of Mysteries is the uncovering, the unlocking of literally hundreds of mysteries of God, and what I believe it's as I would like to do it as if you're opening a treasure chest with mysteries of God, the mysteries of the age, the mysteries of the end times, the mysteries of life, the mysteries of heaven, the mysteries really of our own existence, finding your destiny as well. It has everything from the hidden mysteries of the rabbis to the mysteries behind history, prophecy, and things deep to the heart. You know, from ancient ones to what is happening right now. So it is really, I'd want to do this as a treasure chest, so I believe that's what it is.
And somewhat similar to the Harbinger, it opens up with a guide, a counselor that helps you in unlocking these mysteries, right?
Yeah, I did it in, you know, I was led to return to the format of the Harbinger, that it opens up with a man, there's a narrative around it, but what's being revealed is real, that there's a traveler or a pilgrim who encounters a man called the Teacher, in the Harbinger was the man called the Prophet. He encounters him in the desert, and this Teacher takes him on a odyssey, in a sense, a journey through a year, and every day of that year, he opens up a new revelation or a new or a mystery of God, and from takes them to mountaintops, to caverns, to the chamber of scrolls, chamber of books, to tent villages of the villagers in the desert. It's a whole odyssey. So the reader gets taken on this journey, and because it's a mystery every day, you know, there ends up being, you know, Sounds of Blue Mystery is like the record or the journal taken of the traveler, of the encounters and the teachings of the Teacher. But so because it's 365, it's a day every year, there's 365 teachings. So on the same time as a mystery for every day, it also, the Book of Mysteries becomes also as a devotional, but pretty much unlike other devotionals. But for every day, there's a mystery and an uncovering. And every day, there's a mission at the bottom, because it's not just to receive the mystery, it's to apply it to your life, and it can change your life. So,
Jonathan, we got to go to... Okay, I'm sorry to stop you. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there.
Okay.
Jonathan Kahn, The Book of Mysteries, more with Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We are unlocking the Book of Mysteries. This is his latest book, and as Jonathan was explaining to us, it is laid out in a rather unique form. It really becomes in and of itself, Jonathan, which I thought was quite interesting, devotional. So this is going to be a part of my new devotional reliance here, let me tell you.
It's on several levels, because you got the story like the Harbinger, you've got the teachings, you've got the unveiling of mysteries every day, and then because it's one for every day, it becomes also can be devotional. So you can read it one a day, you can read it, people are reading it, it just came out. It's coming out today.
Right.
It can be read right through, although it's almost like 365 books.
Yes.
There's so much in there. And it also can be read, you know, we're just looking for the different mysteries. So it can be on, it exists on all those levels. I'll give you a little, you know, some of the things that it has.
Give us a preview here.
You know,
yes.
Just a taste about, without, then I will get into some of them. But for instance, that thing's called The Seven Mysteries of Your Life, that there's appointed times, appointed, seven appointed mysteries that are from the Bible that are, that mark the life of every believer, no matter what. There's something called The Mystery of the Secret Angels. I won't go into who they are, but it's something that I think will be very surprising. One of the mysteries is called How to Alter Your Past. Is that possible in the Bible? And it is. There's something called the Maccabean, one of the mysteries called the Maccabean Blueprint, and that is really probably the most detailed blueprint of the end times that God gave, that is so specific, and it's overlooked, but it's there. Something called, Melchizedek, one of the most mysterious persons in the Bible.
Yes.
One of the mysteries is called the Mystery of Melchizedek, but I think very surprising in it. Something called the Shabbat Mystery Code, or the Sabbath Mystery Code, and that is that in the synagogue, when the rabbis, when they have the Sabbath, they don't realize it, but it actually, what they do actually foreshadows what is yet to come. And there's so much, and it's also about, it's not only the great mysteries of God and of the age, and so much, I just mentioned a few, but also it is, there are mysteries to really transform your life. And again, every mystery has a mission or an application for that day, but also it's about finding your calling and becoming strong in the Lord.
Well, that was quite interesting that you opened up the mysteries, the book of mysteries, with the mysteries of the temple.
Yes. Yeah, well, and that is the, that is kind of one of the, there are kind of like streams throughout the book, and so it's not only that there are individual mysteries, but that there are those which build in themselves throughout the book. At the beginning and at the end, they come home, so it's kind of mysteries within mysteries. But there's so much with the temple. I'll give you just a few quick things on that. One is called, it's called the Hata'a. Now, you don't have to know what that is, but in the Bible, you know, there's a sacrifice called the sin offering. People have heard of that. But what people don't realize, in the original language, in Hebrew, the word for the sin offering, it doesn't just mean the sin offering or the sacrifice for sin. The word literally means the sin. So the sin offering is called the sin because it actually becomes the sin and then it's killed. Well, the Bible says that Messiah is the sin offering. Yeshua, Jesus, is the sin offering. But in Hebrew, he's the Hata'a. That means he becomes sin. And there's actually, of course, a scripture that says he became sin for us. So actually becomes our sin. But what that tells us is the same word for sin offering is the same word for sin. So it means that your sin is called the Hata'a. But that's the same word for the sin offering, which is Jesus, which is Messiah. So what it means is, get this, every sin that we have, Hata'a, is also bears the name of Jesus, the sin offering. So every sin you have has the name of Messiah on it, Hata'a. Has the same exact word, which means that every sin you do, if it has his name, it belongs to him already. If you keep it, if you hold on to it, you're in possession of stolen property. You got to give it over to him.
Wow.
So that's just one thing in the Hebrew. I'll give you another quick thing from the temple mysteries, and that is, you know, is it possible, you know, when in the Bible, you know, whenever God does a new thing, like when God raises up a new person, Joshua, there's always a transference. There's always a changing of the guard. Moses lays hands on Joshua. Elijah lays hands on Elisha. You know, the Messiah and the apostles. Well, you have a whole new covenant, so shouldn't there have been a changing of the guard? Shouldn't there have been a blessing from the old to the new? Could there have been someone who was that, who was representing the old and blessed? Well, there was. People don't realize that. There's a man that everybody knows, but they don't realize the mystery behind him, who was actually represents the priesthood of Israel. He was born of the Aaronic priesthood on his father and mother's side. His birth was announced in the temple during the priesthood ministry. He was the priest of priests, and that is the one we know as John the Baptist. John the Baptist is really the high priest of Israel. They had a corrupt priesthood, but he was God's priest. The priest was in charge of washing the people of their sins, and the priest was actually in charge of bathing the of dipping the people in water baptism. actually in the Leviticus. And so what we don't realize that what's the meeting about where Messiah Jesus comes to the Jordan? That's the changing of the guards. That's the old blessing the new. It's the old priesthood blessing the new priesthood. It's the changing the guards, and that's why Messiah Jesus' ministry begins at the Jordan, because it's the moment of the transference. And there's so much to that. It's even linked to the mystery of Melchizedek, but it's just filled. There's no end to the mysteries of God.
Well, I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier in terms of Jesus becoming sin, and that idea that at that moment when Jesus took on all the sin and became the sin offering, that God turned his back on him, and how that crushed Jesus at that moment.
I mean, you know, there's all these things. I mean, there's so much. We're just touching on the sacrifices. It's exactly what happened. Every sacrifice foreshadows that. It had to be that way. That's exactly what happened. I'll throw something in with this. You know, he's the Yom Kippur sacrifice. On Yom Kippur, one of the mysteries is called the double. And that is, before the sacrifice could be lifted up, you had to have this ritual that the priest took two goats, and one goat was to be released into the wilderness, that's the scapegoat. The other goat was to be sacrificed to the Lord, that was the sin offering. The rabbi said that actually, in the time of Jesus, the two goats had to look identical, so you couldn't tell them apart. Well, here's the mystery. And when before Messiah was lifted up as a sacrifice, that this had to be performed. So that's why you have the priest put him, Messiah, and you have two men and another man, Barabbas, stood before the people, just as they did on Yom Kippur with the two goats. One had to be chosen to escape, and the other to be the sin offering. And that was Messiah and Barabbas. But the thing is, they had to be identical. Now, I'm not saying they had to look alike, but here's the thing. People don't realize, even with Barabbas, there's a mystery. You think, okay, Barabbas is a criminal, of course. But that's all that people know. But that's just a Greek. His real name was a Hebrew name, is Baraba. Baraba, you know, Jesus is the son of the Father. Barabbas means the son of the Father.
Son of the ass, right, exactly. Wow.
And we of course are Barabbas, and because he died for us, we escape. We are the ones who escape, and we become also sons, children of the Father.
Our conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues. Thank you for joining us. We open up the Book of Mysteries. This is his latest book, and I will tell you, throughout the reading, you will have, as the Old Testament refers to, Selah moments, where it will cause you to ponder and meditate, and rightfully so. Our conversation continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. And it's also an honor and pleasure to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn with us. We're talking about his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Jonathan, last time, before we went to break, we were just talking about this, you know, the significance of the symbolism. I mean, God doesn't do things by accident. Everything that comes from God is significant, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's no end to it, and you know if we're not the Bible, you know, the book is as deep as its author. There's no end to the Bible. There's no end to the mysteries of God. There's so much there, you know, whether we see it or not. That's one thing. But one of the reasons I wrote the Book of Mysteries is for that. Is that there is just no end. My thing is, how do I get this all into something of the, you know, there's so much to it that right. You know that there's just everything God does. I mean, He's amazing. And He's been doing it from the beginning of time. He's never stopped.
Well, yeah, I mean, your jaws are in perpetual open in awe, and you just, with each revelation and, you know, each cord that you pull to open up another mystery, I mean, it is incredible. Like, for example, probably one of the most beautiful of divine mysteries is the mystery of the bride and groom that you write about in the Book of Mysteries. Break that down, if you would.
Yeah, and this is one of them where there's a stream where throughout the book you'll have mystery upon mystery that comes to its conclusion at the end that builds. And this is where, and the teacher here for this one takes the disciple, takes it to a village, a tent village of desert dwellers, and they're actually living as if they were living in Bible times. So you're actually going to witness the Hebrew marriage. And this is the one of the most beautiful mysteries is the whole Bible it goes around this. The mystery of the Hebrew marriage, and I'll just say it in a nutshell, you know, it's that you cannot have the marriage until something happens, and that is that the bridegroom has to make a journey from his house or his village to the house of the bride in order for there to be a marriage. No matter what, doesn't matter where she lives, he's got to go to her house. And there he pledges himself to her, covenants with her if she says yes, and gives her a treasure, which is called the mohar, that sets her free. Then he returns to his house and prepares a place for her while the two of them prepare for each other. They're separated. They're considered husband and wife. They're separated for a long period of time. And then comes the wedding day when he makes a second journey, and this time in celebration, dressed as a king, and she's dressed as a queen, and he takes her, and they're lifted up by their friends and carried away in this great procession to his house that he's prepared for them. That's a very quick nutshell. But here's the amazing thing. As according to the mystery, the bridegroom has to make a journey from his house to the house of the bride. Well, 2,000 years ago, God is the bridegroom. We are the bride. We were born to be the bride if we're not. And so, according to the mystery, he has to make a journey. The bridegroom has to make a journey from his house to her house. 2,000 years ago, God the bridegroom journeyed from heaven, his house, to our house, earth. And here, he pledged himself. He offered up the treasure, which was his own life. That is the bridal price to set us free. And he covenants with her. They actually shared a cup of wine together. You think of communion. Then yes. The bridegroom has to go back to his house. And so Messiah said, I have to go. But the bridegroom had to prepare a place for the bride. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And so the two are separated. He's there. We're here. But we're engaged. And there's so much more to this. But then will come the time when he makes a second journey, a second coming. And he'll come in glory. The bridegroom comes this time to take us into his house, into the kingdom of God, when we'll be home. That's just an idea. There's so much, but that is the whole Bible is this mystery.
Exactly. What a mind blow here, Jonathan, as you unfold this. And, you know, for you, having the traditions of the Jewish heritage and upbringing and now see this come to application, this just has to blow your mind. I mean, it blows mine at my level, but for you to be raised with this, and I mean, I was raised a Catholic, and so there's some of these things that I have understanding, but you and being raised Jewish and understanding all these different cultural connections in that, wow. Unbelievable.
I think, Bill, it's part of the plan of the end times that, you know, the faith began in Israel. It's Jewish. It's for everybody. You actually become Jewish when you get born again. But I think one of the mysteries is that in the end is that he's bringing the Jewish people back. He's bringing the church back to its roots. And so he's bringing all these riches back that is kind of reserved for the end times. Like, we had one part of the puzzle piece, the church had the other part, and now we're together. It's kind of a sign of him coming back again.
Yeah, and coming back for those that are ruled by God, right? I mean, that's what this was all about. The children of Israel leaving Egypt, it was a clear delineation between those that said, I don't need God, and those that said, I want to be ruled by God. It is a direct and conscious choice that we all, you know, have the opportunity to make, right?
Yeah, and that is, and you know, and all, and that is, and again, another reason is for that, Bill, is that also these are the end times. One of the phenomena of the end times, and I get into end time mysteries as well, but one of the phenomena is polarization, that the dark gets darker, but the light has to get brighter. And so it's a real separation. And so this is to strengthen God's people as well. So, you know, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the mystery of the eighth day. This caught my attention when we talk about the mystery of the eighth day.
Yeah, well, this is one of the most mysterious mysteries, if I could say that, that even the rabbis don't even understand it. I'll just say this. There's one day in the Bible that God gave that is so mysterious that even the rabbis don't even know what it is. It's called the eighth day, or it's called the gathering of the eighth day. It's the very last day of the sacred year. And we'll just say this, that the eight, you know, you have seven is the number of completion, as we know, and the Sabbath and seven, and everything's finished, complete. So what's the eighth day? The eighth day represents what happens after the end. It's what happens afterwards. It's the number that goes beyond numbers. It speaks of the day of eternity. It's the day of beyond this life. And in fact, not only that, if you look at the Bible, it's kind of, look at Revelation, it's filled with seven trumpets, but then the last two chapters are about the eighth day. It's interesting, you know, we think, you know, Jesus rose on the first day of the week, but the first day is also the eighth day. You know, the resurrection is the eighth day, which is to break the power of the old, is to live beyond. And there's actually a way to live in the eighth day now, in the spirit. And I won't go into it, but there are some amazing things that happen on this thing called the eighth day. It has to do with the opening and closing of scrolls, and which all are revelations of what is yet to come. And, you know, there's a lot of the mysteries in the Book of Mysteries has to do with heaven, but living even in a heavenly life now. I'll tell you just a quick thing, and that is that, you know, one of the symbols for the spirit is, of course, oil, the anointing oil. In Hebrew, the word for oil is shemen. Shemen actually is linked to the number eight, which is crazy, but it's true. Because what is it? The spirit is to give the power to live beyond the old, beyond, to break through, to transcend, to live beyond, to live in heaven now. You know? And that's how we can. And that's actually, think about it, every believer pretty much meets, we think on Sunday, but Sunday's the eighth day. We are children of the eighth day. So one of the mysteries that's unlocked is how to live in that now.
Wow, very cool. Well, you know, the other thing that comes to mind, you take the number eight and you put it sideways, and it's the number for infinity, right? The symbol?
Absolutely.
So what does that say? Most incredible. We're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn about his new book, The Book of Mysteries, as we continue to unfold them. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. For many, fall means it's finally football season. Match the fun on the field by creating your own game to get into the competitive spirit. Ben Napier.
As Ole Miss alums, we take football season very seriously. For some friendly, competitive fun before kickoff, create a larger-than-life woodblock game. Sand down wooden 4x4s and cut into 48 pieces, each 18 inches long. Start stacking into a tower, taking turns pulling pieces to see who knocks it over first.
Aaron Napier.
For tailgating supplies, we love to use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter. Let the games begin.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour in our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, and his brand new book, The Book of Mysteries, continues. Jonathan caused a national and international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation. He's addressed members of Congress and the United Nations. He leads the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey. Is president of Hope of the World and outreach to peoples throughout the world. And now we have his just released Book of Mysteries that we're discussing, which reveals, you know, many things in a very different and unique way. Jonathan, tell us what this Book of Mysteries will do for our listeners.
Lovely. First, it will open up to see really just how amazing God is, how amazing the Word of God is, how amazing His workings are, how there's no end to the wonders, no end to the mysteries that actually affect our life. Actually, you know, not only or finding some of the deep mysteries of the age, and but also the mysteries of your life. Ultimately, you know, because that's the ultimate thing is, you know, God is the answer to the mystery of our life. And even as believers, we often don't really always know where we're going or what God's will is. And part of it is because every day, not only is there a new mystery, but there is an application, and that to be done that day, that actually will unlock that for your life. And so several of the mysteries, I would link to destiny and finding your destiny in God and finding God's exact will for your life. So that as well. Plus, if someone is, it doesn't matter if you've been a believer for years, if you're a pastor or you just came to the Lord, it's really for everybody. And on top of that, if even for unsaved people, this can open up their heart and their mind, even unsaved Jewish people, unsaved everybody people, or just people who are religious, you know, nominal Christian, but this can open them up to that. And the other thing is that it actually, even for unbelievers, there's actually a call to salvation in it, because at the very end, the disciple writes about his encounter, how, you know, because the man who's being shown this actually comes to the Lord during the course of the year. You don't know when, but at the end, he says how. And so it's also even for unbelievers as well.
Jonathan, still the number one question for humanity: who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's not that, you know, even believers are asking that, Lord, what are you doing? Where am I going? What am I, you know? So it's not only the great mysteries of everything, of the age, of life, everything has to be ultimately from God and to us. And we got to take it personally. And that's what I'm seeking to do. So not only, you know, to reveal these things, but that it's taken personally, and that we can find truly the mystery of our life. There's a thing I'll give just a quick thing on, you know, like how to find God's destiny. How do you fight for your life? How do you find God's perfect will? Which way do I go? Do I go here? Do I go there? You know, which is God's will? I'll tell you one of them, which is kind of a different kind of mystery. The teacher takes the disciple to a mountain, and a big mountain, and he says, you know, on the top there's something waiting for you. I won't go to the deal, but there's something you have to find on the top. You have to get to the very peak, the very top, the exact spot. But you have to go. And then the disciple says, well, how do I know which one? There's all these paths that go up, and they go this way and that way. He says, oh, that's the whole thing. You'll have to find it. So he goes up, tries to go on one path, switches on this path, ends up getting dark, ends up coming farther away from the top. He's descending the mountain. He calls out for help. The teacher takes him to the bottom and explains the answer: how to find God's will and destiny for your life. He said, here's the thing, you know, we're all heading ultimately, you know, in the Bible, whenever you go to Jerusalem, you had to go up. It always says Jesus went up to Jerusalem because it's on the mountains. So every time you go to Jerusalem, in Hebrew it's called Aliyah. It's the upward journey, the Psalms of going up. It's always upward. And so, and we are, if we're believers, we are heading to Jerusalem. We're heading to New Jerusalem. So our whole life has to be an upward journey. And the key of finding God's will, you may not know which path to go on. Do I go right? Do I go left? The key direction is up. Every day you have a chance. You have to make an Aliyah. Every day you have an opportunity to go upward or downward. You have choices every day to go with the spirit, go with the flesh, go with selfishness, go with God. Every day you have that choice. Always take the higher step. And you don't have to know exactly where God's leading you. But if you always do that, you take the higher step, you are going to get to the mountaintop. You're going to get to the very top no matter what. No matter where you start on that mountain, you're going to get to that point. It's not, if you were looking from heaven down, it would be like you're at the outside of a circle. You're going to get to the exact middle point where God's will is for your life. You're going to intersect the exact path. So even that, you will find your destiny by simply going, keeping one thing in mind: make your Aliyah, go upward every day. You're not going to miss it.
Oh, I love that. You know, Jonathan, in the Harbinger, you brought us the mystery of the Shemitah, and now we have the mystery of the Shemika.
Yes. Explain the
difference now.
Okay, big difference. Okay, here in a nutshell, and we just can touch on these things. That is this, that before the sacrifice had to be offered up by the priest. Well, who offered up Jesus? It was the Sanhedrin, but that was the priesthood. It was no accident that they are the ones who offered him to be killed, to be sacrificed. Mm. But before a sacrifice of sin could be offered up, something had to be performed called the Shemicha. Okay? The Shemicha was this. The priest or the offerer had to lay hands on the head of the sacrifice, had to put his palm on the head, and could become one with the sacrifice, and confess over the sacrifice his sins. So it was like transferring your sacrifice transferring your sins onto the sacrifice. It was called the Shemicha. Then the sacrifice could die for the sins. So Messiah, the sacrifice, could this have happened? The answer is yes. If you read carefully, what it says is Messiah was taken to the priest, and then what happened? It says after they pronounced the judgment, it says they struck him, they buffeted him, his face with their hands. They all placed their hands on his head, on the head of, that's the Shemicha. And it says specifically in the Greek, it says the palms of their hands. And not only that, you would have to confess your sin onto the sacrifice. Well, did that happen? Yes. What did they do when they did that? They pronounced the sin of blasphemy. blasphemy upon him. They said he was guilty. He wasn't guilty of blasphemy. They were guilty of blasphemy. And they were the priests. They were confessing the sins of man, the man as God. They were confessing that unto him, and only after that could he be offered up. And listen, what does that have to do with each of us? Not only is God performed this mikvah, he put our sins upon him, but when every time someone gets saved, when we get saved, we are performing the smichah. We are placing, in a sense, our hands on his head, and we're saying, Jesus, you died for my sins. You have my sins, you died, and by that, I am saved. And we still, every day, there is a way to perform the smichah and to be set free every day.
You know, Jonathan, you write that there's something hidden in every translation of the Bible. And so tell us about the Hebrew mysteries and divine pluralities. What do you mean by that?
Yes, there's so much here. I'll touch on one little thing here. You don't see it in your English translation, but this is one of the reasons for the Book of Mysteries. There's so much there in that's there in the original language. And I'll give you an example. There are certain words that appear in the Hebrew that you can never say singular, and they should be singular, but they're never singular. It makes no sense, but there's a mystery to it. For instance, we think of, you know, God has mercy. Well, the answer in Hebrew is he doesn't have mercy. He has only, the word is rachamim, and the noun form of mercy. So it doesn't say mercy in the Hebrew, in the Bible. It says mercies. God doesn't just have mercy for you. No. He has mercies, rachamim. And that means, and the word for sin is singular, but the word for his mercy and his love is plural, which says no matter how much sin you have, there's always far more mercy than he has to cover your sin. There's no end to his mercies. And you find this mystery, there's certain key words, including, by the way, the word of God himself, the greatest mystery. It's not God, it's Elohim, the very first word for God, which is plural. Now, there's only one God, but what it's telling you is God is so awesome, so amazing, there's no end to God. There's no end to his love. There's no end to his joy. There's no end to his awesomeness. That's why in one of the mysteries, why do we have eternity in heaven? Why is heaven eternal? Why do we have eternal? Because eternity, that's how long it takes to know God. So it never ends.
Wow.
It never ends.
Exactly.
And the Book of Mysteries never ends. It ends with a kind of an unending ending.
Very cool. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be blessed in such a special, incredible way. Once again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has given us a gift and insight with his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Jonathan, we got about a minute left. I want you to tie this up in such a way. I want people to know the book is available now at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, I'll give you the last minute to summarize as best we can here, because this book is so rich and there's so much to it.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, I believe, and it's all about the Lord. I believe people will be blown away, and the most important thing is we need to be strong now and never stop seeking God. There's more. There's new. That's the point. There's no end. And God, God says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of. And that's it. Don't stop seeking and you won't stop finding. And it's not just, about this book. You can get it anywhere, of course, as you said, but I believe you're gonna love it. But the most important thing is never stop seeking. God has more for you. But seek him with all your heart and you'll find.
Jonathan Kahn, he was the one that caused the national, international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, and he's doing it again, ladies and gentlemen, with his brand new book, The Book of Mysteries. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on Bill Martinez. Jonathan, thank you so much. God bless.
Enjoy. God bless you, Bill.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink, and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright, and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second one-world-way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are the answers to your present and